Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. How is it going, guys? It's, 28th of July already? End of month is coming, and it's Friday. And it's so hot outside that I would just love to go to a beach and then swim. But anyhow, today, what lessons can we share that you can actually use it? Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. I'm trying to make this podcast not to be just for business, but actually improving multiple areas of your life. So at the end of the day, you can still be better at your business. And I think I've covered several podcasts about the weight loss and the journey that I've undertook in the last 3 months. And guess what? I'm 20 kilos down. I did it. It took me 4 months, but now I'm 20 kilos less. And maybe I wanted to share a bit on, you know, when we say, well, I need to lose weight. Yeah, I need to lose weight. It's like a most common logic. And when people ask me, well, what is the secret to lose weight? I always say it's very simple. Don't eat a lot and exercise and walk. That's it. It's very simple. But the reason why I wanted to discuss is that it's more of a mindset. As a business owners, we are quite busy. We're sitting in front of the computer for all day. We have meetings in sales. So you're stuck in front of the computer. And that takes a toll on you. So walking, exercising, but in my head for this episode was that I wanted to touch the base on the well-being, because it's not just the losing weight, but it's actually the fluctuation of energy that I can feel at different stages of my journey. End goal of losing the weight was not that I'm gonna be prettier or younger or something, but it's the flow of energy. There are days when I wake up that I don't have a desire to live. It's like exhausted. I don't want to work, or I'm stuffed. But there are days where I woke up at 5 in the morning and I'm ready to conquer the world. And I will start tracing those patterns, at which days I'm feeling very productive and which days I'm not. And guess what? When I don't have a dinner, or when I have a very light dinner, when I wake up in the morning, I'm fresh, rested, and ready to conquer the world. On the other hand, if I had a night like 2 days ago, I was on a birthday and we stayed up till 1 a.m. and then we had guests at our place and we stayed at 5 a.m. with a lot of alcohol, I was miserable. The next day is like, if you ask me to solve a problem, I cannot. I mean, I can do some administrative tasks, but that's it. I cannot really be creative, be on the edge, and then just think of processes, systems, and new stuff. And the conclusion for that was that, well, we need to take care of our well-being and our health, because like it or not, if you have clarity and if you don't have the clarity that you need, how can you succeed in your business? How can you scale a B2B business? And honestly, I think that that's not really covered in any of my podcasts before, because putting yourself out there that, you know what, I need my food to be healthy and I need my body to be agile, I would be able to walk for 4 miles without sweat, just in order to have enough energy to keep on through the day. I don't want to be the guy that climbs 2 stairs and he'll be like, I cannot breathe, I'm so exhausted. But I would rather want to do a productive sessions with the clients, with the prospects, with Bisbee even. And after that, take a ball and go out with my kids and play in the garden. I want to be that kind of parents. And, you know, I've realized that we're always a bit extreme in what we do, especially in what I do personally. So when I say I want to lose weight, I go all in, like 20 kgs. And now I saw an event that I'm going to subscribe. It's a triathlon. Something very crazy, and it's gonna be on 20th of August. So a triathlon is where you have 3 disciplines and you compete one by one. So I need to actually swim for 750 meters. Then I need to drive 20 kilometers on a bike. And then I need to continue with running for 5 kilometers. If you ask me, it's a bit extreme. But the funny part is now I'm at good shape. And I'm trying to figure out what are the motivation drives to keep me on this right route, because it's incomparable. I have days when if I eat something bad at night, or a big meal or a burger or have a few beers, I don't rest enough through the night. And the next day, I don't have the clarity, the mental clarity that I need in order to scale businesses. And I've realized that now that's become more valuable to me. I want to have a clear head. I want to be able to focus on a problem on that degree that it makes so simple to solve any kind of problem, compared to you wake up but you're so exhausted that you just want to go back to bed. So I've achieved my milestone, 20 kg downs, but in order to keep the motivation up, I found an event. It's on 20th of August with the triathlon. And guess what? 700 meters swimming, doable. 20 kilometers bike, doable. 5 kilometers running, doable. Merging all three into a single activity, well, that's something that I need to figure it out. But there is a catch here. And it's always fun when there is a catch. But the catch is that I've never rode a bike. I don't have a bike. Last time I was driving a bike, I was 7 years old on the BMX. And, you know, with 7-year-old guy, like, it's cool. So it's been 30 years almost since I've rode a bike, and now I have 20 days. And I have 20 days to find a bike, because I don't even have a bike, to remind myself of how was it to drive a bike. And on top of it, I need to build stamina so I can drive 20 kilometers on a bike. And all this is in 20 days. And guess what? It's crazy. Why would I put myself to that extreme? Well, what are the alternatives? My alternative is like, I need to find a bike. I need to learn myself how to drive and drive 20 kilometers. But that gives me the next 20 days, I'll be super focused on condition, on exercising. And if I subscribe to this triathlon, and it's like 10 euros, it's not really a lot about the money. It's about making the commitment. And if I make that commitment now that in 20 days, I'll go and run 5K, drive a bike 20K and swim for 750 meters, it will push me to exercise. Because it's three disciplinary. One day I'll run, the next day I'll drive a bike, the third day I'll swim, the other day I'll rest one, and then again I'll run. But guess what? In 20 days, I would have done almost 20 cardio days. Even if it's 15, I'm going to be better. I know that if I don't have a further goal, I was like, well, I achieved. I lost the 20K that I promised, and that's it. Now I can go back to my normal life, and guess what? Normal life brings you all the unhealthy habits that I have. So it's really pushing myself out of the boundaries. And the reason why I said this is that, well, this is the well-being that I need in order to be more productive. Because if in the next 20 days I do 15 cardio exercises just for the sake of going to this multidisciplinary marathon, it will help me drink less, go to bed earlier, be more exhausted, but on top of the exercise, to have far more productive days. July, I take it as an example because I was here in Macedonia. My productivity skyrocketed. I was well rested from the holidays. I continue walking a lot, like 20 to 30,000 steps every day. But the time that I spent in front of the computer, I can honestly say I did miracles. I touched B2B sales. I brought a lot of clients, but exactly the same example. When I'm exhausted, I don't want to talk with clients. I don't feel excited. I don't feel energized, and they can feel that energy. In these 30 days, I made a lot of progress on some other books that I'm not yet allowed to share with the public. But like miracles, I just sit and I can think and I can figure out stuff. And this is all thanks to losing weight, not eating heavily, reducing the drinking, do a lot of exercising. So my message from here was that I will probably stop talking about the healthy food and that we all need to lose weight, because it will become part of who I am, part of my identity and part of my habit. So with this podcast, I'm trying to record everything that's new and things that I'm experimenting and stuff. But being healthy and well-being, I have now myself as a case study that if you want to scale a digital company, if you want to exceed at sales or even be a better person with more energy, not just for work, but also more energy to spend with your family, being fat is not the right way, unfortunately. So I will have to make some permanent sacrifices in my daily habits just to make sure that I never go back to the 118 kilos, by the way, before I took this journey. So I've realized that with this level of energy, in 1 month, I was able to achieve what I previously needed 2, 3, 4 months. And if that's not a really good motivation on why you should be healthy and fit, I don't know what else. From a business perspective, you can do much more. From a family perspective, you can have more quality time. And from a healthy perspective, well, if you're healthy, you live longer. When you live longer, you can achieve more. I think I will stop talking about healthy from now on, guys, but I had to share this part because that's it. 4 months ago, I said, you know what, guys, this is the vision. This is the goal that I'm setting up. This is my strategy. This is how I'm going to plan on doing it. And these are even the milestones and the motivations in order to achieve it. Well, tada, before my birthday, I'm 20 plus kilos less. Anyhow, the focus of the further podcast should be back to sales and back to the scaling the digital company. But I think that we're neglecting ourselves and our well-being. And I find a direct correlation. The more well-being you are, the healthier you are, the more productive and the better you can scale your business. That's all I had for today, guys. And do have a great day. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.